And now I have the pleasure of presenting the dean of our board of judges, the eminent conductor, Frederick Stock, who has already expressed himself as being greatly impressed by the extremely high quality of the manuscripts that came up for consideration in this contest. Dr. Stock is now at Orchestra Hall in Chicago, where he is about to conduct a concert of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and he has kindly consented to talk to us from backstage at Orchestra Hall. I feel it a great honor to present Dr. Frederick Stock, who will speak to you from Chicago.
Thank you very much, Dr. Black. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, my heartiest good wishes for a most prosperous and happy new year. I take pleasure to address you on behalf of the Chamber Music Contest as arranged by the National Broadcasting Company, a contest which brought to me a great surprise in finding in so many of the compositions submitted evidence of a most remarkable progress in the quality and general workmanship of the compositions. In listening to these works, or to some of these this afternoon, you will take a great interest in finding quality and workmanship as it should be presented in works of such difficult and intricate nature. What you hear this afternoon stands out in my notion as one of the most remarkable achievements in chamber music and as one of the finest tests for the great progress which we are making along the lines of fine composition in this country. I am quite sure, as I said before, that you will be very much delighted in hearing these works, and I am sure also that you will feel very much gratified and very grateful for the fine test given to our composers through the courtesy and generosity of National Broadcasting Company. I thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Stock. We return you to New York.
Again, it is our pleasure to present to you Dr. Frank Black.
I have now a rather sad duty to perform in announcing the winner of the first prize. While the judging of the contest was in progress, the composer of the winning work passed away. His death occurred last April, hardly more than a month after he had submitted his score. Hence the award, which otherwise would have been his, will go to his estate. The winner of the first prize was Mitya Stillman, a Russian by birth who came to this country with his wife and son about 13 years ago. His instrument was the viola. Before he left Russia, he was a member of the famous Kiev Quartet. He played in various string groups and orchestras in Paris, and after coming to this country, was a member for several seasons of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra under Gabalovich. In recent years, he lived in New York, and I had the pleasure of becoming acquainted with him personally. In fact, he has played with me on a number of occasions, and I was much distressed when I heard of his death last spring. So it was a great shock to me after the judges had arrived at their decision and the envelopes containing the identities of the contestants were opened by our president, Mr. Law, to learn that it was Mitya Stillman who had written the prize-winning work. But however sad the fact of his passing has been to those of us who knew him, this occasion is not a sad one, because the work he composed survives him and today is honored with our first award. Through this recognition, it will have an opportunity to become known to countless listeners who have not hitherto been acquainted with his work. I award the first prize of $1,000 to the estate of Mitya Stillman for his string quartet number 7. Mitya Stillman's son, Misha, who is attending college in New York City, is here in the studio. Mr. Stillman, I ask you to accept this award in behalf of your father.
Thank you, Dr. Black. The deep appreciation of both my mother and myself goes to the National Broadcasting Company for this award. It is hard for us to know that my father could not have lived to receive this award himself or to realize the honor that his quartet would bring him. We are both very grateful to the National Broadcasting Company for having instituted these awards, and for having spurred my father into writing the quartet, and for giving it the opportunity of being heard by such an enormous audience.
This string quartet by Mitchell Stillman, which received the NBC Music Guild First Award, will now be played by the NBC String Quartet. Joseph Stopak, Ralph Silverman, Leon Fleitman, and Oswaldo Maciucci. All four of these musicians were friends of the composer, and so for them the performance we are about to hear will be a labor of devotion. The four movements of the quartet are Allegro Molto, Tempo di Menuetto, Adagio, and Allegretto. just heard the Quartet for Strings by the late Mitchell Stillman, the work which has won the first award of $1,000 offered by the National Broadcasting Company for an original chamber music work by an American composer. Again, we present Dr. Frank Black.
Earlier in this program, I mentioned the unusually high quality of the composition submitted. I want to mention this again because I feel that it reflects high credit on American music in general, and on the composers in particular who sent in their manuscripts to be judged. Certainly, if the general excellence of the works submitted hadn't been so high, and if these prize-winning works had not been so especially praiseworthy, many of the works that were submitted probably would have equally merited prizes. In addition to the compositions that have been rewarded with prizes, the judges have found five more works which, in their opinion, are of such outstanding merit as to deserve honorable mention. First honorable mention goes to David Holden of Montclair, New Jersey, for his string quartet in E major. Second honorable mention to Willie Stahl of Hollywood, California, for his string quartet in E major. Third honorable mention to Detso Dantalfi of New York City for his composition for piano quintet entitled Poems of Life and Death. Fourth honorable mention to John R. Barrows, Jr. of New Haven, Connecticut, for a quintet for wind instruments. And fifth honorable mention to George F. McKay of Seattle, Washington, also for a quintet of wind instruments. Each of these five works receiving honorable mention will be given its world premiere during the special evening series of NBC Music Guild programs to be announced later. For further information about them, you may consult your local newspaper. In closing, may I thank everyone who submitted music for these awards and congratulate the prize winners again for setting such high standard of excellence. Harold Bauer, who acted as one of the judges, handed me a letter just before this program began, and I'd like to read it to you. Dear Mr. Black, I thank you for your kind letter. The task of examining the works submitted for the NBC Music Guild Awards was full of interest, and I am glad to have participated in it. For this service, I was most happy to place myself at your disposal without any thought of compensation. The courtesy of the company in offering an honorarium is nevertheless appreciated. It is a pleasure to bear witness to the unusually high level of musical talent and skill evinced by these compositions. There is no greater test of a composer's ability than the writing of chamber music within the forms prescribed by this competition, and the remarkable advance shown in this field by our native composers is most gratifying. I doubt if similar contests in any part of the world would bring forth a group of such compositions showing a higher average degree of merit. I am in full accord with the result of the award, and I trust that the three prize-winning works will receive the public recognition to which they are entirely entitled. Allow me, in conclusion, to offer my congratulations to the National Broadcasting Company, and in particular to yourself, for arranging and carrying out this competition, which has been of conspicuous interest and value to the cause of music in our country. Very sincerely, Harold Bauer.
Thank you, Dr. Black. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard a special broadcast announcing the winners of the NBC Music Guild Awards and bringing to you the world premiere performances of the three prize-winning compositions. A posthumous string quartet by the late Mitchell Stillman, which won the first award of $1,000. A string quartet by Alois Reiser, which received the second award of $500. And a string quartet by Rudolf Forst, which won the third prize of $250. These quartets were performed respectively by the NBC String Quartet, the Rott String Quartet, and the Gordon String Quartet. Dr. Frank Black, General Music Director of the National Broadcasting Company, announced the winners of the awards. And during the program, Mr. Lennox R. Lohr, President of the National Broadcasting Company, and Dr. Frederick Stark, Conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Dean of the NBC Music Guild Awards judges, were also heard. The NBC Music Guild Awards, first announced a little over a year ago, were for original compositions by American composers for four or five instruments. The prizes offered totaled $1,750. The enormous task of judging the 286 manuscripts, which finally qualified according to the terms and conditions of this contest, required much longer than was originally anticipated by the NBC Music Guild Awards Committee. especially since 20 of these works ranked so high that to facilitate the judges in their work, the National Broadcasting Company recorded each of these 20 works, thus giving the judges the unique opportunity of arriving at their final decisions through an actual hearing of these works, as well as through the customary reading of the manuscript. This, of course, also required additional time on the part of each judge. We are sure that all of the contestants will be happy to learn that all works submitted were subjected to such careful consideration. Your announcer for this program has been Nelson Case. This special program has been a Red Network presentation of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City.